1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians 15, starting with verse 12. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which have fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. I thought about what kind of title to give this, and I'm going to just simply say, what if there was no Easter? What if there was no Easter? What if Jesus Christ was still in the grave? I want you to think about that this morning. What if the Son of God was still in the grave or in the tomb right now? There are six things I want to share with you if Jesus is still in the grave. Ready? If he's still in the grave. Number one, preaching would be profitless. We find that in verse 14. The Bible says, if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. You see that? In other words, I'm wasting my time this morning if Jesus is still in the grave. Oh, by the way, you're wasting your time for coming to church on Easter Sunday, because it wouldn't be Resurrection Sunday if Jesus Christ is still in the tomb. But the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, 4, he was buried and he rose again the third day. Now, you know something, preachers, Brother Robert, that don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ ought to get him an honest job. Amen? Preaching would be profitless. It would be a waste of your time and mine, my studies, all of these things, my preparation for a sermon. The work on this particular sermon for you would have been nothing. It would have been profitless if, watch it now, he was still in the grave. So number one, preaching would be profitless. Number two, we find in verse 14, he says, and your faith is also vain if he's still in the tomb. In other words, number two, faith would be foolish. It would be. Faith would not be worth anything this morning. Faith is no better, don't miss this now, than the object. You got to believe in something to have faith. Jesus is the object. And if Jesus was still in the grave, your faith would not be according to some object that's worth believing in. Your faith would be foolish. Why put your faith in a dead Messiah? And that's what the Bible's talking about in these scriptures. There's so many there, and there's so many in the world today that do not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I say this morning, a dead man can't save anybody. In this case, Jesus died. But the Bible says, church, he rose again the third day. Our faith in Jesus Christ is worthless if he's still in the grave. You know something? That's what we emphasize here. For a man or a woman to get saved, they're going to have to put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. What are you trusting? You're trusting that he died. But you're also trusting that he was buried. And you're also trusting that he rose again the third day. And if Jesus did not rise, your faith would be stupid this morning. It would be foolish and a waste of your time. Amen? Amen. Muhammad died, and he's dead. Confucius died. He's dead. Buddha died. He's dead. But Jesus is alive. But if Jesus Christ is still in the tomb or in the grave, we are telling a lie. Y'all with me so far? What if there was no Easter? What if there was no resurrection? But we're here this morning because we believe that he's no longer in the tomb. Let's look at this. It's a simple sermon, but grab a hold of it. If Jesus is still in the grave, number one, preaching is profitless. Number two, faith would be foolish. Number three, the disciples were liars. Look here again in verse 15 here. Look here at the first part. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God. In other words, if we are wrong, if we're not telling you the truth, then we are a liar. You know something? Why would they lie? Because the disciples said, for example, in 1 John chapter 1, we have seen him with our eyes. Check that out. It also says we've seen him openly. We have touched him. And if Jesus did not resurrect the third day, that words right there in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1 is a dirty lie. Y'all with me so far?
Amen.
Something else. If they lied, yet they died as martyrs. Many of the disciples were tortured. They were persecuted. They were burned at the stake. They were torn apart by lions. Let me tell you something. Few people will die for what they know is a lie.
Right.
That wouldn't even make sense. Why would the disciples have lied and yet give their life? I don't know of a person in this room that would die for a lie. Doesn't even make sense, does it? They died as martyrs. Was Peter a con man? Was John a crook? Was the Apostle Paul a known perjurer? If Christ is still in the grave, the disciples, watch it now, church, would have been deceivers. The apostles would have been deceivers. Y'all with me so far?
Amen.
This is an Easter message for you. Now, what if Jesus was still in the grave? Well, number one, preaching would be profitless. Number two, faith would be foolish. Number three, the disciples were liars. And watch this one. Number four, sin would be sovereign. Now you say, what do you mean by that? Jesus is sovereign. God is sovereign. He's all powerful. He's all truth. He's dominant. He's in control. But if Jesus was still in the tomb or he was still in the grave, then sin would be sovereign. Who in this room can say they have never sinned? Nobody, right? We are sinners, don't miss this now, by practice. And we are sinners by choice. If Jesus Christ is still in the grave, church, we have no forgiveness. God did not accept Jesus as sacrifice at the cross at Calvary. In other words, it's all a lie. We're here this morning. Church is here. Ridge Memorial Baptist Church would be a lie if Jesus was still in the grave. If there is no resurrection, then there'd be no Savior. All of our dirty sins would be on us. There would never be any forgiveness of anything we've ever confessed to Him. We'd be living a life, all the sins we've ever done on us. But I want you to know, I'm so thankful that our Heavenly Father is no longer in the grave. Amen. His death, church, without the resurrection, watch it now, can't save anybody. And that's what they're talking about in chapter 15. It's amazing when you read this thing, and it's just broken down that way for you. Let's look at it. What if Jesus was still in the grave? Number one, my preaching right now would be profitless. Number two, faith would be foolish. Number three, the disciples were liars. Number four, sin, not God, would be sovereign. It would control. There'd be no hope. And number five, then death has dominance. Now, I want you to listen to this. Look at verse 18 here. The Bible says, then they also which are fallen asleep, in other words, have died, in Christ are perished. Death would be dominant in our life. Do you have a loved one that's passed away? All of you in here have. If Jesus be not raised, it's over. Life is nothing but a cruel joke if Jesus is still in the tomb. We can all look forward to the downward spiral to the grave. That's all we have. We have this life, and we have only that downward trend, that spiral to being buried 6 feet under or cremated. No, you know something, church? There is something glorious about human life that has made this special. The life we have now, God gave us for a while. And the glorious human life has more meaning than that. That we have nothing. That death is dominance. Those fallen asleep in Christ have not perished. Jesus Christ did rise again. And death does not have dominance in our life. You know why? Christ arose. He did not stay in the tomb. Jesus resurrected the third day. But if he didn't, death is more than just something we got to face. It would be dominant in our life. It would control. I'm leading to something. All right? Number one, preaching is profitless. Number two, faith would be foolish if Jesus is still in the grave. Number three, the disciples were liars. Number four, sin would be sovereign. Number five, death has dominance. And don't miss this. Number six, the future is fearful. Look here at verse 19 here. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. In other words, we'd have no real future. Here are some inscriptions on tombstones that I looked up. And I want to share with you, of pagans. Look at the difference. On one pagan, live for the present hour as we're sure of nothing else. A second one, another pagan, his family puts on the tombstone because he wanted this. I will lift up my hands to the gods who took me at the age of 20, since I have done no harm. Look into the gods, G-O-D-S, little g. Here's the third ones. Once I was not, now I am not. I know nothing about it, and it's no concern of mine. Boy, somebody dies without Christ, it'll be a concern, all right. But that's what a pagan believes. All right, how about this one? Travelers, curse me not as you pass, for I am in darkness and cannot answer. That's true, what I'm telling you. I'm not making this up. This is what some pagans or atheists, people that didn't believe in God, had put on their tombstone. Now let's look at some words of born-again Christians that died. How about this one? Number one, here lies Marcia, put to rest in the dream of peace. Like an opposite, isn't it? How about this one for Lawrence? Parents put this. They wrote, our sweet son carried away by the angels. Like day and night. People that are saved. All right, how about this one for Carl? It's a coincidence, Brother Carl, but this is true. He went in peace, victorious in life, victorious in peace, victorious in death. Amen. Thank God death does not have dominance on us. Amen. What a difference Jesus Christ makes. What a difference the fact that he rose again the third day. The Bible is clear on that. You read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why we're here. What if there was no Easter? What if there was no resurrection? And so many people today, Easter is just another holiday, like Christmas. It's nothing special. But let me tell you something. We're here this morning because Jesus did not stay in the tomb. He resurrected the third day. What a difference Jesus makes. First of all, Jesus took the sting out of sin. See, sin causes pain. The sting of death it talks about. All of these things. Jesus, with his resurrection, took the sting out. In other words, it can't harm you when you leave this world. Secondly, Jesus took the dread out of death. I want you to think about that for a moment. Everybody in here knows one day we're going to have to face this thing of death. I know that. But Jesus Christ took the dread out. You know where you're going. Because he did not stay in the tomb. He rose again the third day. And for that reason, glory to God, we can say I don't have to be afraid of what's going to happen to me when I die. Nobody in here, you know, there's always a natural apprehension. That's normal. But know what the Bible says, absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Amen. That would not be there, church. That would not be there if Jesus was still in the grave. We could not look forward to the day, one day when our heart stops beating, it's aware we're going to go. And every man and every woman in this room must realize that Jesus is not in the grave. He rose again the third day. And if you're saved, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to dread this thing of death. Because one day it's going to happen to everybody in this room. 30 years from now, most everybody in here will be gone. Maybe for some young ones may not be. But Jesus Christ, he took the sting out of death and sin. He took the dread out of death. Number three, Jesus took the gloom out of the grave. Let me tell you something. Don't let somebody tell you that you go in that grave and you go to sleep as a like somebody snoring. Now your soul is caused the fact that it's no longer air, but your body, that is. They call that sometimes a sleep in Jesus. But your soul, you immediately go to heaven and thank God. That's the price that is paid for by Jesus Christ when he gave his life and he came out of that grave. He took the gloom out of the grave. Jesus Christ gave us a hope that is steadfast, church. You can hold on to it. And it's sure. If you've lost somebody that you love very, very much and they were saved, I know that hurts, but thank God they're no longer in this world in a grave. They are in heaven. Thank God for that. How about this one? I said, preaching is profitable. Let me just review you. Preaching is now profitable. Let me get this straight. What's the difference now? Because Jesus did resurrect the third day. Number one, instead of preaching being profitless, preaching is profitable. This is good for you. It's the truth. May not be fancy, but it's the truth. Something else. Faith is feasible. You can count on it. It's not a waste of your time. What you believe in, you can walk out of this building and say, I believe in Jesus Christ. He did not stay in the grave. And the third day he rose again. You have faith in the Son of God and what he did at the cross at Calvary for you. You can trust that. Your faith, for by grace are you saved through faith. In faith in who? Faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in what? The fact that he was buried and he rose again the third day. Jesus is not in the grave. He was. We got out of that place, amen? All right, let's review. This is the opposite of what I had given you. Where preaching is profitless, preaching is profitable. Faith is feasible. Number three, the disciples are not liars. The disciples are dependable. You can trust what they said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 about the gospel, about Jesus, about the fact that Jesus was buried, the fact that Jesus was rose again the third day, the fact that Jesus Christ is not in a grave. Y'all with me? All right. Sin, I like this one, is not sovereign, but sin has been subdued. Amen? By who, man? No, by Jesus Christ. Jesus paid it all at the cross at Calvary. He paid the price for me. And he paid the price for you. And he paid the price for anyone that has been saved, that's already gone on to heaven. Oh, what a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thought, church, that sin is not dominant in our life. Whoa, we sin sometimes. But glory to God, it doesn't control. It's not dominant because Jesus took it. He forgave me. He washed me, church, in his own blood. Amen? Amen. All right. Death has been, sin has been subdued. Death has been, I call it, defeated. You don't have to worry about dying. Right. It's been defeated by Jesus Christ. And then something else. The future, here you go, is fabulous. Amen? Amen. Boy, thank God. You know, that's why Jesus wants us to meet and honor him and praise him. Right. Why is the future fabulous? Because every man and every woman that's saved knows where they're going. Praise the Lord. What if there was no Easter? What if there was no resurrection? I'm equating the two together. That's what Easter is, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm not afraid to say that. I'm not afraid to use the word Easter because I know what it means. I know what some try to make it. But thank God, if you take it for what it's supposed to be, Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again the third day, and life can be joyful. You can enjoy whatever years God gives you in this world. But when it's time to go, when he said, this is your date, absent from the body to be present with the Lord, you will immediately go to heaven because the future is fabulous. Amen. You're here today and you've never been saved. I want you to know this could be the greatest day of your life. Your future can go from fearfulness to fabulous if you'd come. I believe most everybody in here is saved, and I hope this was a blessing to you this morning. Nothing fancy, but I hope it was a blessing. Every head bowed, every eye closed.